praise and appreciation. Management skills, motivation, social motivators, praise, and appreciation. At work, have you ever heard people say, "The boss soon tell us when things have gone wrong, but they never appreciate us when things have gone right"? And have you ever heard anyone complain that their family does not appreciate them? Probably yes. Lack of appreciation is a common complaint. Here is the point that I would like to leave in your memory. The lack of appreciation is sometimes the root cause of conflict. It is important to realize that at work, money is not the only motivator. Many managers labor under the erroneous notion that people work for money. Sure, people do work for money, but people don't only work for money. Money is not the only motivator. Other than money, why do people work? People work for many reasons other than money. In fact, there are many millionaires who have sufficient money to last a lifetime and so don't need to work for money, but they still work on. They get up early, and they stay up late, working into the night. And it is not for the money. You don't think Steven Spielberg continues to make movies because he needs the money, do you? He cannot spend the money he has got. Spielberg makes movies for reasons other than money, don't you agree? People work for things other than money. Money is not the only motivator. People are motivated by the social motivators. What are the social motivators? Here are the social motivators: recognition for a job well done, praise, appreciation, and thanks. I want to suggest to you that you should dish out, liberally, the social motivators to people in your sphere of influence. I want to suggest to you that you should never neglect to give recognition for a job well done, never neglect to praise a person when they have made good progress. Never neglect to give your honest appreciation and praise when someone's work has proven to be of value. I know they are paid to do it. But in addition to the money, would you please add on kind words? Kind words are motivators. There is much value contained in the habit of dishing out kind words to other people. Have you ever thought about that? Kind words are motivators. Kind words of appreciation. Kind words of praise. Kind words of thanks. It is surprising how much motivation can be created as a result of just a few well-chosen and well-timed kind words. Kind words of appreciation are like magic. Kind words of appreciation are a kind of psychic mind food that everyone craves. And if people are starved of their ration of kind words, appreciation, praise, and thanks, then they'll lose all their motivation to continue. And if you do give out the right amount of mind food in the form of kind words, appreciation, praise, and thanks, then they will put more of their heart and soul into working harder. Harsh words and the neglect of appreciation. On the other hand, if you fail to give the appreciation, or worse, if you are in the habit of speaking to people harshly and with sarcasm or venom, then you will lose all their motivation to do their best work. They will instead do the minimum they can get away with, and they will mutter cynically under their breath, "They don't pay me enough to care." Harsh words don't work well. They are negative motivators. Kind words do work well over the long term. They are positive motivators. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I would like you to set yourself a goal. Would you please try to increase the amount of positive praise, appreciation, and kind words you use in conversation with others today? Specifically, get into the habit of saying, "Thank you very much. I appreciate it." When the waitress serves you your coffee, say, "Thank you very much. I appreciate it." When your colleague gives you the information you asked for, say, "Thank you very much. I appreciate it." When the guard opens the barrier to let you out the car park, say, "Thank you very much. I appreciate it." Please dish out as many kind words of praise and appreciation as you can without it being too obvious that you are doing it. Nobody should consciously realize that they are being exposed to an increased level of kind words. Don't go nuts and overdo it. But if you are subtle and relaxed, and if you gently expose your team, your family, and your customers to a constant stream of low-level radiation, then they will respond emotionally to you in a more positive way. Remember, everyone needs to hear kind words. Everyone needs to hear appreciation, praise, and genuine thanks. If you give them appreciation, they will give you their best. If you don't, they won't. Think about it. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.